Pollard surprised colleagues at the end of last session with his announcement and brought them to their feet with strong words targeting the political process and lobbyists. He had this advice for his successor.
I certainly hope that whoever follows me holds themselves to a higher standard of public office. Correct. But what matters more than the party label is somebody who looks out for the Northern Neck, takes each issue on its own individual basis, and, you know, makes a decision based on what the facts are. What we do not need in the Northern Neck or anywhere else in Virginia is somebody who tries to get the facts to fit their decision-making pattern as opposed to making their decision-making pattern fit the facts.
One of the more challenging issues the next delegate will face is getting the state to correct the formula used to decide how much residents of the Northern Neck should pay to educate its students. The number of highly valued vacation homes here has distorted the index, forcing counties to consider increasing taxes.
For the lower Northern Neck, the school funding formula, the composite index, is just a bear. It is grossly unfair to these rural counties. We have over 50% on free and reduced lunch, and yet the formulas treat us as if we're as wealthy as Fairfax County. And so these need to get amended or fixed. But when you start trying to adjust a formula, it's sort of like pulling a thread on a sweater. And it is a statewide sweater, and there are statewide implications.
There is also a matter of a shrinking middle class in the Northern Neck as people seek better-paying jobs elsewhere.
My concern with the Northern Neck is that the middle class, the working-age folks, that slice of the population is getting smaller and smaller. As rural areas depopulate, it is a worldwide trend, which is very frustrating to try to stem as a member of the House of Delegates.
In his final speech, Delegate Pollard warned about the 8-to-1 advantage lobbyists hold over delegates in the state capitol. Looking back, he continues to emphasize the level of trust voters have put into the hands of delegates as they work the floor for their constituents.
There's nothing wrong with lobbyists per se, but as legislators, we need to realize that we have the prerogative, that the voters have put their trust in us. And for us to defer that trust just because somebody whispers in our ears, I mean, it's really kind of foolish. I mean, we're the ones who have to go to the parades and eat the chicken dinners and do all that stuff. And why in the world would you then want to abdicate that responsibility? It doesn't mean that a lobbyist doesn't have good input into the process, but you shouldn't just roll over because a lobbyist says so.
And what of the partisan bickering and power grabbing that goes on during the session?
Do I think we're in the midst of a legislative cafeteria food fight? Let me just say that I think that we can hold ourselves to a higher standard. I'll dodge the question. I'm still in politics.
So now, what will Albert Pollard do next?
My goal is to no longer file my extension for taxes on April 14th. Right now, I just want to get caught up. Just want to get caught up.
This is Pamela D'Angelo for WCVE News.